Crestwood Circle Garden Club.
Right.
Okay. And it was organized, I think, in 1954, right after they developed Crestwood. And I was not a part of members in that because we had just moved back from Shreveport into the house that we bought in Crestwood before we left. And, but anyway, I did get in the Crestwood Garden Club, and I held a couple of offices in that. I think I was, I was vice president one time, and another time treasurer, and I don't know what all I did in that respect other than those two little offices that I held. But, We had different ones in the city of Birmingham to come out and give talk. We had Mr. Aldridge came out and he lectured on the different types of grass that you can put in your yard. And how to balance up the front of your house with your shrubbery and what types of shrubbery you should have. And he was just a real good fellow. We had about 20 pounds for that because there were other things that we wanted to know too. And then we had a Lucas McReynolds who was a certified
Well, would you say that it was from this garden club that you were able to learn how to landscape your own yard?
Well, in the 50s, when you were in the garden club, was that the usual thing?
Did most people in your neighborhood join a garden club, or was that just something special, like a that you had to be voted in, or?
Well, you did have to be voted in, but usually you knew most everybody in the neighborhood. I mean, you got to know everybody in the neighborhood, and you expressed your interest in getting into a dog club, and so they would put your name in there. So we would, you know. I think most of the board is that
you know, different ones, the first, they decide to be in a dog club. I think that's a young couple to be in, and we had lots of parties and so forth also, and my sister said those meetings with the different ones that would come in.
I think they give the feeling to mention that different things.
Well, aside from the garden club, I believe Charity League is another one of your civic organizations that you belong to, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was a real good group to be in. Charity League, when I was in Charity League, we had different all kinds of projects that were going on. We had a money making project, which we had six lunches that out of Legion Field just before the Auburn, Alabama game.
And who benefited from these fundraisers?
Well, at that time, let's see, the speaking hearing. And that was one of our first projects. The speaking hearing, we did volunteer work over the speaking hearing.
Where was that?
At UAB. And our money project, well, the money that we made, we donated that to the Children's Hospital. And we bought a lot of things for the speaking hearing facility that they needed, equipment and so forth, because they had a lot of children that were over there that were well, they just didn't have the money to go, and we helped out with that, plus a lot of the equipment that they had over the office. And we did the volunteer work at the first physical therapy department that was in Birmingham, which was that was organized by our department. And the physical therapy is what we did in the way of volunteer work, like getting the hot pots ready for them to put on the patients and so forth like that.
Was that also a charity organization, or was that strictly social?
Oh, no, that was strictly social. We had dancers at the Birmingham Country Club, and we had main bands that would come to Birmingham and play for us. We had the band. It was the band. Some of the guys that used to play in the Glenn Miller Band,
yes,
they had reorganized their band, and it was led by this Texas Dennis Dupuy or something like that. Can't think of his last name. But anyway, he reorganized the Glenn Miller, band, and he came to Birmingham at our request. And we had common collateral or something like that. He played the piano, which was real good. And some of our other dances we had at Vestavia Country Club. And we also, before that, we had the Pickwick Club, where we had dances. This was back though when I was in high school. They had Bill Mathis' orchestra that played over there. But later on was when, after we married, got into
Okay. Well, let me ask you about the Festival of Arts. Were you active in that for a while?
Yes. I was real active in that. I was one of the first 50 women members of the civic group, which did things like that, and this group was organized by Miss George Bridges and Ann Jacobson.
Was this when they started saluting the foreign countries and putting on the week-long fairs down at?
Ann was the instigator. She was the one that thought of doing that. That was her little baby that she always talked about. It was the first Festival of Art when we saluted the Scandinavian countries and the little mermaid that's out in what country is that?
I believe it's Sweden.
Little mermaid over there.
Or Denmark.
Denmark, yeah. We saluted Denmark and Mrs. Bridges' husband, who was the leading sculptor here in Birmingham, he sculpted a water fountain with the little mermaid. He did a copy of the little mermaid in that is over there in Denmark, and they had that at the Festival of Arts, and a lot of the dignitaries from Denmark came over, and we entertained them. And we had just the Festival of Arts at that time. We had the arts and crafts from that particular country, and it was a fun thing, real fun thing.
And is that still going on today?
And that's still going on today. It was such a success that every year they would have one, and they still have it.
And they salute a different country each year?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
I think they're repeating a lot of the math because it's been so long ago. I know they've had, they've saluted Japan twice now. And they have also saluted England two times. And they're repeating now because they just keep on having them.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to go see them and see their arts and crafts. And you can buy, they were all the things like that are for sale. They would have their dances. They would have dancers to come over and do the type dancing that their country were doing at that time. It was lots of fun and everybody enjoyed it.
Okay. Let's go back to when you graduated from high school. After your high school graduation, what was the next step in your education?
I went to a bad business school because I didn't want to go to college in Birmingham. And my daddy told me that was the only one that I could go to. So I had to do something, and so I went to this business school.
Did most of your friends go to college, or did most of your friends go to work, or did they go on to something similar to what you did?
Well, it was about half and half. A lot of them, I really wanted to go to Auburn, and my daddy wouldn't let me go. And he wouldn't let me go. Well, I couldn't go to Tuscaloosa, University of Tuscaloosa either. I mean, all that. but and he did not want me to leave home to go off to school, and I did not want to go around to any of the schools here. So that's why I went to that business school. But a lot of them did go off.